Hello, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Some of You Show. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. I can't believe it's September 10th. How did that happen?
Right?
How did that happen? So, one really funny thing that my younger son, Jeremiah, did that cracked me up that I forgot to mention, but I just remembered. When I was doing the show, was it a week ago?
Mm-hmm.
Was I still in Wisconsin? Was it the day that we were going home? Maybe. What's today, Tuesday? So a week, I think it was a week ago. A week ago, when it was our last day in Wisconsin, when I was done with the show, my son did a, like, kind of his version of us doing the show, and it was so, like, an impression.
No.
It was so, oh, my God, I was rolling. He has to do it for us. It was so, so funny. Theme song and everything. So funny. So funny. And I guess because they've been growing up with me doing this show. He was 4 years old. Crazy. He's now 14. So I guess in response to me saying, okay, I'm going to do my show, I'm going to do it from here. Because I've done this show under so many crazy conditions,
mm-hmm.
you know, food deliveries, repairmen, you know, kids,
yep.
Reprimanding kids for doing their schoolwork. You know, I gave birth during the show. I practically did, I didn't. But there's so, cooked Thanksgiving, like so many things have happened during this show. So I don't think about how much they pay attention to it or don't pay attention. But obviously he pays attention. It was really funny. So it's like, hi, this is Elisa. This is like, really funny, really funny. Yes, he has to do it for you.
Oh,
I have
God.
A call. And he puts on this voice that's absolutely nothing like how we sound, but because we're female,
uh-huh.
you know,
he's
so it's very like, hi.
Ah.
Yeah, meanwhile, we don't talk like that. We talk, you know, we talk like a couple of dudes sometimes. So it's very funny.
Hi.
I'm like, what show you listen to?
That's cute.
Really? Yeah, is that cute, though? Yeah. Flattery. What is it? Imitation is the best form of flattery, whatever. Anyway, I thought that was very, it just made me laugh so hard. So, anyway, it seems like forever since Thursday. It's like,
yeah.
The whole perception of time. My goodness. So, how are you guys?
We're good.
Good. Yeah, what did I hear about, like, your family surviving the hurricane?
Yeah, they're fine.
Oh, thank God. Good.
House was fine. As far as I can tell, they didn't mention anything, but my brother and I have been trying to, we're all in a group text, and so we don't use it very often, not like Anna and her family. Like, they text every day. We're like, you know, once every 3 weeks, hey, how you doing? But yeah, they were out of power for, like, I want to say a day and a half, maybe.
Wow.
Yeah, which you think, oh, well, you know, out of power.
No.
But
oh, power?
It's hot.
You take that for granted. Oh, yeah, so no air conditioning, no fans, no.
No air conditioning, right. It was hot. So my dad was probably fine. My mom was probably dying, like, oh, it's really hot.
Right.
My dad is always cold, so he probably was down to, like, a long-sleeve shirt, you know, and
wow.
A pair of you know, light pants or whatever. But yeah, I think they seem to be fine. I don't know. A lot of people maybe didn't have any damage, but just clean up in general. And that was kind of my concern.
Right.
I'm hoping that they don't have a lot of debris around the house.
Right.
Or whatever is there, that it's manageable. Because Well, I can't even say that. I would say, you know, a lot of people were asked to evacuate in certain areas. So when they were able to come back, sometimes it's not that easy to come back if trees are everywhere, you know, if the path is not clear.
Right.
So I thought, you know, oh, I wonder if I need to rush down there. Because that's my usual, you know, response. Oh,
of course.
Let me see what I can do. But then there's a part of me that's like, you know, if they really needed the help that they couldn't get locally, like between, you know,
right.
people that they know and relatives and whatnot, then
right.
If it's worth it for me, because I'm not exactly like, you know, the burliest person around, you know. Yeah, let me lift that tree right there. No problem. I'll be stuck.
Can
yeah.
you imagine? And listen, that's what you say about you. How about I'm sitting in the corner lounge chair having a cocktail. So hello, you compared to me. Come on.
So I'm assuming that they're fine, and I haven't heard about anybody else in that area, or there any, you know, any issues. So. Yeah, I think most that people that I know had to deal with was that they were out of power for, you know, a day or so. But interestingly enough, a lot of those people still had enough power to, you know, post on Facebook that they were out of power.
I know. Isn't that incredible how you could do that with, like, rubbing two sticks and some flint? Like, isn't that amazing?
Right.
Isn't that amazing?
I like, you know, when my phone is about
people.
To die, I look at it and it loses like 10%, you know, so
right?
I don't know how they were able to post stuff, you know, the ongoing, yep, you know, day 12 without power. I'm like, what?
That's like an oxymoron. But unless they have one of those battery things.
Right.
Right.
But
why waste that on, like, why waste that on posting?
I know.
Why do you got to communicate? What if somebody, oh, Lord have mercy. Okay.
So anyway, as far as I know, everyone's good. I already have the dates for our flight. Yeah, and the crews already know, but yeah.
When are you leaving?
So once power's on, Dad's like, all right, let me secure all these details. So I'll be gone by, like, we fly out on the 18th of November.
Girl.
And I'll be back on the 30th of December.
Papa was a rolling stone. So you'll be back the 30th of December. So you'll be here for, like, the new year. You'll be in the States.
I will physically be present. I may not be mentally present, but
No. But you'll physically are back. Right. So then you let us know whenever you're ready to get back on the air. But that's okay. So,
well, it looks like then the next day, New Year's Eve, you know, I may just be jet lagged enough to do it.
Oh, is that
fall
on a
show.
Tuesday or Thursday? What date?
Yeah, it's a Tuesday. Tuesday is the 31st.
Well,
so
maybe what
we got Tuesday and then that Thursday the 2nd. So, yeah, we'll see what's going on. Yeah.
Well, it might be a little extra crispy. But what we can do is look at us, like, planning ahead, because we're not planning. We're just talking. Because all
right.
this is subject to change. So don't even put this down in your book, people. the 31st, we could probably maybe do a show, like, you know, middle of the day or something. We don't have to do morning.
On the 30th, the 31st?
31st.
It didn't matter.
You know, that might be fun.
Yeah.
Maybe do a show later. Like, I have so many plans New Year's Eve. She's going to go out in the town. And her imagination, all these places I'm going to. Yeah. So that's something we could, you know, we could do happy hour New Year's Eve.
Oh.
See.
Let us
see how we feel. All right. We'll see.
I may be up in those weird hours where I thought, we should do a show now. You're like, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Oh, okay. Well,
well, you never know. You never know. We'll be in somebody's time. You just never know what loopy state of mind, you know, we will both be in. So, yeah, we'll just leave that all. I'm down for anything. So, that would be fine. But cool. Yeah, yeah. We will see how you feel. If you have to feel up to forming sentences and running controls, or
right,
or Anna can run controls and you can call in, so you're not focusing so much of your brain during that time. So we'll figure it out. But that's great. So, wow, that's exciting.
Yeah.
So it's good that we have this period leading up to it, 2 months to do our show as usual, you know, with the normal exception here and there. And then Anna and I will mind the store. And as far as I intend, maintain as close as we can the same schedule. So it's Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8:30 United States Eastern Time. So cool. Well, that's exciting. And you fly, since we're talking about your trip, so share with everybody where you're going. And we can talk more when it gets closer, but since we're talking about it now, what are the points of travel that you guys are doing?
Well, it's an Asian cruise, so it seems like a majority of the nations in that area we're going to be visiting. But we start in Singapore, and then after that, I always like, I don't know where we're going. But Vietnam and Thailand, Cambodia, China.
Wow.
Oh, Hong Kong is in there. I want to say Taiwan is in there.
Right, and I think it is, because we talked about that since my brother now lives there.
Right, right. And then Japan, but not like Tokyo,
wow.
But Okinawa is the island. Then Manila, and then they're supposed to go back and end in Hong Kong again, so they're supposed to go to Hong Kong twice. But I think what my dad is wanting to do is just get off a ship in Manila, and because we would eventually have to get back to Manila anyway for our family reunion. So we're going to kick around in the Philippines for about 9 or 10 days and then fly back to the States after our reunion is done.
Wow.
So, It'll be quite the trip. It sounds really busy, but what I really enjoy about those cruises is really having those days at sea where you don't have to, you know, you just chill. And
nice.
So you have to find a good balance, because if you're crossing the Atlantic, that's a lot of sea days. Like, you know, there's a good stretch before you can get on land again. And that could leave you a little antsy. I've not done it. My parents have done it. They really liked it. But that was like 42 days of a cruise. And but it was, you know, a round trip. So to cross the Atlantic took a few days, that kind of thing. It was just I think it'll be just the right pace so that I can prepare myself for when I get to the Philippines. and I'm on land, and I'm, got a million people that look like me, but probably not related to me, at least most of them, probably not. But, you know, I did this ancestry.com thing, and so they received it. I'm just waiting. I don't know how long it's going to take. They had a big sale over the summer, so who knows? Probably right before I leave, I'll get it. But I want to, in the meantime, I mentioned it to my mom. I said, I want to start filling out our family tree.
Good for you, yeah.
You know, as much as we can. And then I'm tempted, I don't know how, if it's going to open up a can of worms, to use our Facebook group for this reunion Because a lot of them will just write in, you know, in their Tagalog or whatever their dialect is, and regardless, unless it's English, I don't know what they're talking about.
Right.
So I'm hoping to get. I'm thinking about just posting it. Like, I'm wanting to fill in the family tree, and, you know, if you can all somehow link in with what you're doing, then that would be great. Or just to say, what do you know? Like, I don't care. I'm just going to assume that a lot of it is not going to be accurate. I mean, even like one of my grandmothers, like, her birth date on her tombstone is not right. You know?
Oh, Lord.
You know, or at least not what I was told, you know? So I'm like, well, was that her birthday or was it not? Was it
can't
just
really
like,
do numerology
on that time?
Right.
So, yeah, so I realized that, the Philippines was part of one of those countries where, like, Japan took over around World War II, so a lot of records got lost or destroyed.
Right.
And so there's a part of me, there's a part of me that would love to just, like, I want all this to be right and accurate, but then I'm like, well, I don't know if it's true or not. It's
you can't control that. You don't know.
When you get to reach a certain age, like, you may not remember all the details, so you just sort of fill in the blanks. And I can appreciate that now. It's like, well, what's the spirit of the story? Obviously, doing numerology may not be as precise, but whatever. You know, it is what it is. But I am curious. I'm doing it partly, most of it just because I am curious. And I think it'd be interesting to get some family names, family, like, last names, and just to see, you know, who's out there and, you know, what does it lead to? But, yeah, so Ancestry allows you to fill in a lot of information, and of course, because they want the information. But right now, from what I can tell, it doesn't allow you to, like, include siblings and things like that. Wanting them to kind of, you know, to get everybody to do to do the Ancestry DNA thing. Like, well, not everybody's going to do it, but it's a good start. It's a good start.
That's great.
Yeah.
Interesting. So I kind of am feeling, this is, yes, I'm kind of feeling that your friend Lois wants to show up again. Really?
Yeah. Cool.
Okay, wait, relax. Oh, no, I'm kidding. this makes no sense to me. But that doesn't matter. When things come in, I just say them. But I'm kind of feeling, I think it's her energy. I'm feeling energy from the other side. I'm thinking it's her, or I'm feeling that it's her. But I don't understand why the image that comes in, it's almost like Gulliver's Travels, where I'm seeing, like, this almost like this large leather boot, but from a long, long time ago, and that it's forged. It's like blazing a trail. It's like the world underneath it is small because it's leading with purpose. So I guess that whole image of Gulliver's Travels is that he ends up, you know, on this land with all these tiny microscopic little beings. And it's not that he is trapped by them in this energy and this image that I'm getting or that's coming in, but it's more, and he's not harming anything, but it's more that the things in his world have coalesced so that he can move forward, making that the making that the focus, so it's coexisting with the world, but not being of the world. Does that make sense?
Hmm.
And just getting this very dominant, but not domineering, but just this very, like the self being dominant. It is such an obscure reference, that story that's centuries old. It's weird.
Yeah. I don't think I ever really got into Gulliver's Travel, so I'll probably have to reference that.
You're gonna have to Google that.
Interesting.
There might be. Yeah, isn't that weird? I'm like, oh, do I really? Mm. So when things are that, yeah, it must be because I'm feeling so lightheaded now, and that just tells me like, oh my God, okay. Yeah, it's like don't question it. That's what it is. Okay. It's so funny. It's like I'm the rebellious student in the classroom. Like, really? Passing notes. You want to share that with everybody, Miss Ortiz? No. But yes, I'm feeling very, very lightheaded. So there's something in that. It's like a clue. I have no idea. And I know there's an exhibit. I don't know if it's a Turing exhibit. That's like there's a minute. I'm not even sure if it's called Gulliver's World or something, but there's an exhibit. I'm not going to go to it. In New York that I believe is like everything's in miniature. Where I was very alert about 30 seconds ago drinking my coffee, I had to put my coffee cup down because my eyes are closed and I'm very lightheaded and definitely feel that other side energy. I'm thinking it's her. I really don't know. So.
Okay.
But yeah, it's always like a mystery. You know, it's like Scooby Doo, like to see where Rory, yeah. All right, Rocky, to see. Oh my God! Anyway, yeah. Isn't that interesting? So I wonder, like, if we did like a free association, what would that make you think? Make one think about why would that image come in? And clearly, oh, she's cute. Okay. You know, oh, okay, this is funny. Okay, so what I'm getting now, and I kind of have to laugh, is that this information she wants to share, and I have no idea what it is, okay, I'm just saying it as it comes in, this information she wants to share. So how perfect than to share it on a podcast. Do you follow me? It's not like you're calling me privately to say, oh, does Lois have any messages? No, you're not doing that. And it's not like, oh, she's, okay. All right, I got you. And it's not like, yeah, it's her. It's not like I'm calling you to say, oh, my God, Lois wants you to know. Nope. So she is jumping on the podcast to share what, are you freaking kidding me? To share whatever, to share some information. Okay, that's cool. And I guess you're part of this because I'm just a telephone operator because it's exhausting. Your part in this is to take that information and to apply it to see where that makes sense or how that is incorporated into relatable terms because you had the relationship with her.
Right.
I'm having a relationship with her after the fact. Really? All right. and not reluctantly. I just think it's funny. So I'm being, I'm using cynical humor. It's all with humor. I just think it's funny. You know, it's cute. Like, okay, you're jumping on this. All right. She's like, yeah. Mm-hmm, all right. Okay. So she's jumping on this. And okay. So what is that image then of this? This it looks very from another another time. Like I, the only thing I can think of is that whole Gulliver's Travel. Maybe there's okay. Do you have your computer? Well,
yes.
I know you're on the chat. I can't because I have my eyes are closed and I can't even think about researching while I'm in a different a state. I can't do both. But I'm curious. I'm still in that state. If there's some kind of following her energetic lead a little bit, if there is an arc, is there an archetype associated with the Gulliver character? You know how there's archetypes, all kinds of archetypes?
Yeah.
I'm curious if that's the direction to go in, or a symbolism archetype, would that story be considered a myth? I don't freaking know. But the fact that I'm feeling a lot less lightheaded tells me that I'm on the right track.
Hmm.
Because when I feel that lightheadedness, it means the energy from the other side is full on communicating with me. So I'm curious if there's the symbolism, the archetype, some sort of, if there's a theme, some sort of universal theme, like what's the theme of that Gulliver story? Maybe that's it. She's like, keep going. I'm like, okay. She's very professorial, is she?
Oh, yeah. She's
girl,
a teacher. Well, not a teacher, but she,
whatever.
That is her. She was
all right.
My mentor, so yeah.
All
yeah,
right,
yeah,
good for
yeah.
you. yeah.
I'll have to do some,
yeah,
some research
but
on that.
There's an archetype, a theme. I think it's like the theme. And because it is a work of literature, that would be the direction to go in. To find the theme. You know, a great works of literature, or hopefully all works of literature, if they're intelligent, there's some sort of theme that the story, the narrative is the starter for that. Like the, oh my God, did she ever bake bread?
I don't know.
Because
I'm sure
like
she did.
This bread, because I'm not familiar with it. It's like a bread metaphor that you have to use starter. I don't know what the hell that is. I guess it's the yeast. They call it starter.
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake! It's so annoying when I can't speak on it. I mean, it makes me laugh. I mean, I'm joking that I'm saying it's annoying. I'm being very cynical humor. I find it kind of funny, but because it's so out of my realm. But the starter is what activates it and makes those things alive. Okay, so it's that metaphor, and that it needs to rise. So the starter with this imagery is to look for the thematic elements, what the theme is.
Mm.
Okay, that's really funny, and. That when that information is laid out, then it starts the conversation for some form of application for discovery. How? What? Now I'm talking like a freaking professor. Stop it. The application for discovery. Stop it. This is, oh my goodness. Yeah. So we're going to just chew on that for a minute. Oh, my God, I'm so lightheaded now.
Mm. Yeah. Well, you know, just a quick Google search. There's a lot of political allegory, it says, and
stuff that's happening.
That was happening when, I guess, when Jonathan Swift wrote it in England. But I'm sure there's more to it, because I, between, like, Lois and me, Lois is definitely the much more political one.
That makes sense.
So that, I tend to lean more towards, you know, what she's talking about, but definitely not full fledged. Like I gotta, you know, make a sign, and, you know, it's a little different for me because I'm not motivated by that.
Well,
she's definitely into it.
Well, the thing is too, and it's interesting that energetically, but also myself, this message, this comment, it's of we mutually want to make a similar comment to you, because you can't get more different than me and her. I'll tell you that right now. Although we would probably get along really great, there'd be mutual respect, but two totally different worlds, but a common awareness or understanding. There's great compassion and understanding that she has for you not being that way. So she doesn't want you to be like, well, I wasn't a good enough protester or good enough person that was politically not good enough, but you in your perception, you weren't as maybe in your very, very private perception, you didn't quite measure up, or there was a standard, and but the thing is, it's like she says this, and I understand this, so merging that, the message is to you, you don't need to. Because the dominant can't be the oppressed. So if she's an ally, right? Yeah. It's in her to do that. She's an ally. So if, listen, you're brown, girl, you can do whatever you want. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Right.
You follow what I'm saying? So she's honoring that by, and this is what I say also in reaction to that, and it's in reaction to my culture, my lifestyle, my household, my work, right? And I probably have said this, and my friends with AIDS say this. I said this on the show before. It's like, we don't go to marches because we march when we go to bed and we march when we wake up in the morning. You walk out the door,
right,
and we say, you're marching, you're brown.
Right.
So I go out the door, you know, it's like there are people that look like me that are in ICE camps and my son is black. So I don't want to hear it. So she says that there is, embrace the freedom and liberation in that. Because since this has been, we're the children of immigrants, okay? People can look at our families and see, okay, we did not come off the Mayflower. We might have cleaned the Mayflower, but we did not, right? We weren't the primaries. So she's like, embrace that. And because it's been so baseline, and what, you don't know anything else, and you can be assimilated into a culture and be the most well-spoken, most well-educated, but at the end of the day, by virtue of who you are, you're marching.
Right.
So all of, there's no need to, it's, it's like you're absolved from needing to measure up. This is why I don't think twice. You know, it's like, please, people, go march and say what you're going to say. I want to make sure that, you know, my babies are safe.
Right.
So we're good. Right. Right. So that's really what she wants you to know. The whole construct of measuring up, that's done. There's nothing to measure up to anymore. Yeah. And now I'm feeling like that was the message, because she has left the building. So now I don't feel as, like I shot up some heroin or something, because that's what happens. Like, oh, not that I know what that feels like, but I would imagine. Like, my eyes roll back. You should see my eyes roll back. I can't even carry the coffee. It gets heavy. I have to lean back with my head. My head is like, is leaning back. My eyes are closed, rolled in the back of my head, and I feel like I'm entering another dimension. So I'm like, damn, I can't even have a sip of my coffee. Okay, let me put that down. Let me yield. Surrender to this energy. Let me see what comes in. And then you can tell from how I'm speaking, I'm not being the rebellious, you know, student in the back smoking cigarettes and chewing gum, rolling my eyes at the teacher, you know. I'm back to my full self now. So that was the message. So for whatever that means, whatever you can do with that, and to synthesize that and to share that, but Lois kind of likes that there's this platform for her to share information.
I do too. You know, there's a moment
for you.
Just before you got into all that I'm like, because when you pause, I'm like, oh, something's coming in. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
With me,
yeah,
and
know,
with me talking about my ancestry.
Right.
Because that was really where it tailed off. It was like, oh, and then
that's right.
This. I'm like, oh,
I forgot that. That's
okay.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So I was like, if someone's coming in, but usually the person I think of, because she's done it a little more often than like my blood relatives. I'm like, oh, it must be Lois. But what does she have to do with, you know, with this part of the narrative? What is it?
Well, because on the other side, we're all family.
Right. Right.
Right.
So I'm it's interesting to get to the image of this boot and then you mentioning Gulliver's travels to political stuff, and then
I had no idea.
Comparison.
Right. I had no idea.
Well, this is, yeah. So I'm like, okay. All
but it makes perfect sense as an allegory. It makes perfect sense.
Right.
Trump would be Gulliver just walking all over, stepping over the little people like their aunts. And then the little people rebel and tie him up. You might like that. you know,
well,
he does.
The blurb I got off of Google was like what happens? There's a question that says, what happens in Gulliver's Travels? And so the adventure in Lilliput begins when he wakes after a shipwreck, finds himself bound by innumerable tiny threads and addressed by tiny captors who are in awe of him, but fiercely protective of their kingdom.
Wow.
And then he escapes and is able to repair a boat, and he finds and sets sail for England. So, all right, that was very quickly, but I was like, interesting. Interesting.
No longer being bound by the little things. I mean, you could look at it that way too. Think about that. That she's like, that's it. All right, girl, relax. I thought you left. Apparently not. Okay.
She's always around.
It's like, let me hold it. Do not make me put down my coffee because I want to drink it. For God's sake. Really? Let me put my coffee down. For God. So annoying. Okay. Oh, she's okay. She faked me out. That's the message. to not be, to not be bound by the little things. That's a message she wants you and everybody, and me included. She wants everybody, do not be bound by the little things. To set yourself free, set sail. And I'm not sure, I guess the image of the boot is that, that I get, that is what in terms of imagery, that was the dominant image. And that was the boot of the, was he, you said adventurer, explorer? Was that what he was?
Oh, yeah, I think he ended up, yeah, I think he ended up becoming that, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Oh, she's good. Okay, so to be that adventurer, to be that explorer, and look, you're adventuring because you're going on the cruise. You're exploring because you're getting into your ancestry. And that has also crossed my mind and my kids' mind, both of my kids. We'll do that, you know, sometime in the future. I don't want to do it right now, but sometime in the future. But I guess that prevalent image of that boot is the boot of the explorer. And that's like, that's the, you see the world, but dominating the not dominating, but having the focus being your experience, not being dominated by or bound, not dominated, that you are, have dominion over yourself and you're no longer bound. It was very easy for him to break free. And it's interesting because nothing or no one is conspiring to go after you. The little push-ins, the little people, they weren't like mean to him. They're like, oh, he's so fascinating, but we got to protect ourselves. So let's do what we have to do. And that's really what others, the small things are doing. So it's not like anything personal that anybody's going after you or anybody is intentionally harming you. It's that they're looking out for themselves at whatever scale. That is the heartbeat of the universe. Self-preservation, protection, aspiration, growth. So don't be bound by the small things. What's being misconstrued is that the small things aren't conspiring to get you. The small things are just trying to protect themselves. It's thriving to survive, and it's surviving to thrive. All right.
Cool.
Okay. I don't know if she dropped the mic yet, but yeah.
She could be lingering just in case. But thank you. Thank you.
And that makes actually perfect sense. And in light of what's going on politically, that's why this is the message she wants on the air. To use that for like the chaos and the illusion of the insanity of the stories being played out all over the world. I guess when we all understand it's about self-protection, not really dominance, but dominion over oneself, one's path, then I guess free will is knowing when to get out of the way of that big boot. All right. That's what she wanted to share. So how that would apply to any of us is a matter, I guess, of personal application. So where it comes to, like you were saying before about knowing that if you really needed to go to Charleston to help your family post the storm, you would do it in a heartbeat, but upon their request. You're checking in with them.
Right.
So it's kind of rewiring the diminishing self with stepping up, and that has created the oh my God, this is a farm reference. I don't know the freaking farm, but that's like, so we want to minimize the silo, which would store the grain to feed the the silo of resentment and anger, and that's where all the anger and the resentment comes from, because you've not been honoring, knowing that you can not be bound by the small things. Boom. Okay, now I can pick up my cup of coffee because I feel like I was not as like jacked up. Okay. That's the source of the anger.
Okay.
And it's been in a silo, metaphorically. I don't know if she grew up on a farm, but whatever.
Yes. Well, she grew up in the Midwest, so. Yeah.
Oh, the Midwest. I just came from the freaking Midwest. Every other quarter is a freaking silo. Okay, that's funny. And now I can understand the Midwest, because I, like I said the last two shows ago, I said, oh, I get the Midwest thing. They're really direct. That's why a New Yorker Midwesterner can get along. You betcha. Right. I didn't know that. So we've earned our stripes through good, honest, hard work on a farm, and just from, you know, being scrappy and being street smart. It's kind of like the same, you know, muscle that you have to put into that, in a sense. It's interesting. Very interesting. Right. So now, so my filter of understanding actually makes my frequency more permeable for her. Not, and the thing is, I'm very open. No matter who you are, people, so many different kinds of people have come in the last, I don't know when I started this, because it just happened. What, you want to say a year ago?
It's been longer than that.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no sense of time when it comes to this stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, you would know. I have no idea. But the veil is more permeable the more that I get to know different kinds of people and have direct contact, then the veil is more permeable.
Right.
And she would say that that's not just for me, that's for all of us. The veil, all right, Lois, you might as well just, you know what, why don't you put her in the show notes? Jesus.
I'd always wanted her to come on the show at some point, but, you know, never happened.
Well, this is like her fourth time, so whatever. But what she's saying, though, as a message, that's what's going on, too. Like, on a universal, dimensional level, the veil, it's like a membrane now. It's never been more permeable, which is why everything's so extreme. And why it's still very much in the minority to dare acknowledge that. Because the price that one must pay, and this is why we always vacillate between density and being aware of the veil. Most of the time, 90% of the time, I'm not thinking about that veil. I'm thinking about how come my kid isn't doing his schoolwork. I'm thinking, how come... you know, what's on sale at Whole Foods today so I can, you know, feed my kid? Like, I'm in hustle survival mode. So the message for all of us is, the more that you're aware of how permeable the veil is, the less you are bound by the little stuff. This is for all of us to hear. Oh, she's cute. All right, jump on in, girl. So we're going to call it, you know how they have like that thing called the butterfly effect where one thing affects another?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So she's joking, but she wants to call this the Lois effect. Okay. the lowest effect that the, and I never met this woman. I never spoke to her. I had nothing. Maybe she knew who I was. I certainly knew who she was, but that's it. So that's really, really funny. And an Ackerman, love originating in self. Oh, okay. So we got a freaking. You better do something with this because I'm tired, Elisa. You better freaking, like, come on. Let me write this down. LOIS. But love, what did I say? Originating in
originating
self?
Originating in self, yes.
I'm so annoyed. So I put it to you, all right, because I got stuff to do. I'm on freaking casting a music video. Oh, my Lord. Okay.
You know what she'd say, what she's probably saying right now is it would be a lot easier if you didn't resist.
You know what? You need to be quiet. I'm not resisting anything. I'm delegating. I'm doing what I do. I'm not resisting nothing. I'm just getting used to it. So she needs to relax. I'll go. You know me. I'll go toe-to-toe with King Kong. I'll go toe-to-toe with anybody. You see me. My kids are like, Mom, no. They're like, oh, here she goes.
And you're like, no, hold my earring. Hold my earring. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Hold my baby. I got to fight somebody. I would, but this is also coming from her, too.
Hold on. Your phone connection is now all crackly.
Because she's...
All right, yeah. It
can you
happened
hear me
a
now?
Little bit earlier. Yeah, I can now.
Did it happen when she was coming in?
It happened like a few minutes ago, like the fourth time she came. Just a few minutes ago.
Oh,
not,
okay.
Not
because,
in the very beginning.
Okay, because, you know, they do that. They will interfere with phone lines and things like that to jump in.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you
I
know that.
I can hear you. But this time it was like a little more, it was more distorted, much, much more distorted.
Probably because she really wants you to hear what I'm about to say.
Okay.
Okay, so can you hear me now okay?
I can. I think I just wanted to say that so that the lines would calm down for a moment. So, yeah.
Okay, yeah, because she really wants you to hear this. So you can hear me okay now?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So she sees, oh, my God. Okay. She's like, she has, like, she could see how utilizing the two of us, right? Like, I could pick up the message, but she wants you to put legs on it.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
She wants you to put legs on it. And, you know, if you remember, now I don't remember show to show because my life is crazy and I'm going through all these crazy altered states while I'm on the air. But now I do remember, maybe she's helping me remember, that Thursday's show felt very far away to me. But now I'm remembering we talked a little bit about where we were going. And I totally forgot this. Now it's all coming back. About my ex-husband saying that he wanted to be Jerry to my Esther Hicks. And then my joke was like, Jerry was a millionaire. Jerry had a job. So,
right.
But that, and I said that for all those years, I always said the same thing. When people say, you get paid for the podcast, I'm like, nope. And I knew from day one, 10 years ago, that we will be led. I said that the last show.
Mm.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we are being led. So you got to put the legs on it. Whatever that means, but that's what she's saying.
Okay.
So it's almost like you have your assignment. And in the same way, and I can say this on the air freely because I really don't care at this point, that 10 years ago or whatever it was less than 10 years ago. How old is Lily? She just turned 9 or 10?
She will turn 10 in October.
Oh, she's turning 10. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So she was not even, she was like one. Okay? So 9 years ago, I knew that Anna wasn't going to be with her ex. That came into fruition 7, 8, 9 years later, but I knew it clear as day. The same way I knew clear as day is just keep doing the show. You will be led. And I mentioned that the last show. So now we got to turn the lowest effect into a thing. Whatever that means to you. I'm just a phone operator. And I would say, have a conversation. Isn't this shit funny? Boop. I don't care. Have a conversation with Anna. But that's a thing. And no one's going to take it because it's coming. No one's going to take it. I'm not even worried about it. No one's going to have it's work, you know. But that's the next level. Whatever that means, she clearly is leading us.
Mm.
So with all this information, okay, like don't be bound by the small things. That could be, you know, module lesson number one. That could be the Gulliver effect. That could be the theme of a retreat, the theme of a class. I don't know. So all this information, I would suggest your greatest sounding board is your cousin Anna, who founded Universal Energy Radio Now Media, who I only know because she and I were on the same panel, spiritual panel, and we had our own shows on Source Energy Radio. So there you go. And I have to tell you, because I'm getting it clear as day, my spine is straight, I'm alert, I'm energized, and I'm going to pick up my coffee right now. I'm picking it up.
You're like, I'm going to drink this.
I'm going to drink this freaking cup of coffee, for God's sake. Yeah, so you take that, but it's up to you.
So the other day,
talk to me.
I wrote some things down. Every so often, I'll write stuff down in my. It's not really a journal; it really is just a sketch pad, a sketch pad. But I have certain things. Like I have certain ones for work, and then I remember writing a couple of notes. Sometimes, like after Lois will come through, she has a message for me through you. I'll write some things down, like, you know, I'll just thank her. I'll include her, like this last time I wrote something, because the time before there was something about, you know, basically like, you know, you still have work to do, like the whole spiritual work.
I forgot. Right.
And so I wrote, you know, I wrote something basically, and I included her, and I called them my wits, you know, my guides. You know, I feel like I am doing my spiritual work. Of course, I'm thinking a lot about it and hoping I'm encompassing all of whatever it is, taking care of myself, healing, and enjoying being out in nature. I know it is not a race. I'm on my own divine time. I would appreciate gentle and effective signs
Shut
to
up.
Point me in the right direction. Or to confirm that I'm in that mode. And I say, okay, I know it's happening. Ease my overactive mind. Love and thanks, me. And so that was it. I didn't put a date on that, but I wrote it like the other day, probably, last couple shows, you know, so within the last week, I think.
Okay, well, thank you. I think you got your answer.
Yes.
Oh, this is funny. and I said the last show, we'll know. I didn't think we were going to discover this, you know, in a public forum on the air, but I don't care. We do everything on this show.
It's how it has to be for now. Because you and I don't have chances. Like, we don't talk on the phone a lot. And we rarely have. Like, in the very beginning, we were able to kind of touch base. But, it's always been, hit or miss with being able to spend time and talk
right
off air consistently.
Right.
So
right. Well,
okay.
Yeah, we got to think about that. Yeah, think about that. So that means, you know, we think about that, and then it will just evolve to somebody coming to New York or somebody coming to Atlanta to, like, brainstorm in person. But we'll get there.
Right.
But in the meantime, if Anna has not heard the show live, please have her listen to the show because I think
will.
She should. And then you guys take it from there. And then we'll
okay.
see what happens on Thursday. So the
yes.
Lois effect is in effect. That's pretty freaking cool. All right. You know, I got to put my flavor on it. You know me. Okay, great. Well, that really feels amazing, though.
Whew.
Maybe that's what's going to happen.
Yes.
We'll have to talk. Okay. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Media on Facebook and check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. This particular show, whatever it is, will be scheduled to be back on the air, because who knows now, this Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. And as always, love yourself fiercely. Let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Love you.
Love you too. Thanks, everybody.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.